2 years after medicinal cannabis was made legal in Britain, many doctors are still not prescribing it. And although it's early days with only one medical cannabis product approved for use in New Zealand, our GPs appear to be in the same camp. British psychiatrist David Nutts is the author of new research on prescription trends of cannabis-based products and says it's outrageous people are being denied what he calls life-changing medication for some. Tracy Neal reports.
Professor Nutt says up until last century, cannabis was a medicine.
Cannabis was formally banned under the 1961 UN conventions, and it was said to have no medical value, but it was a medicine, and it actually stayed as a medicine in Britain until 1971.
The long-time campaigner for the use of medical cannabis says reluctance to prescribe is linked to a lack of knowledge. Cannabis became legal medicine in New Zealand in April, but research by the New Zealand Medical Journal published by a New Zealand doctor in June shows 79% of GPs in New Zealand have concerns about prescribing it. Meanwhile, the medical director of the Royal New Zealand College of General Practitioners, Dr. Brian Betty, says there's still not enough evidence of its benefits.
So if you think about doctors or GPs, they base their prescribing on authorised medication that has quite an evidence base to say it should be used in these circumstances for these reasons. We're not in that position with medicinal cannabis, and I think that's one of the problems we've run into.
But that's not to say medical cannabis doesn't have a place on pharmacy shelves.
There is no doubt in individual circumstance there is benefit to patients, and patients report that, and we know that. But still, we need quality evidence on the best use of medicinal cannabis and where it should be used.
Professor Nutt, who's a firm believer in its merits for treating epilepsy, believes patient experience is a valid form of evidence.
If a parent's life is transformed, if a child's life is transformed by switching from 6 anticonvulsant drugs to medical cannabis so that their child ceases to have seizures, that is powerful evidence. This sort of evidence you will never get from controlled trials.
The New Zealand Drug Foundation has been working for many years to improve patient access to medical cannabis. Executive Director Ross Bell says patients are well ahead of doctors on the subject, but a barrier to it becoming mainstream are the overly complicated systems that control its use.
So the study out of the UK, I think, shows that really clearly. But we've seen the same thing happening in Australia. And right now in New Zealand, you know, we have the same problem. Patients can't access the medicines that they want.
Mr. Bell says concerns linger that use of medical cannabis could lead to the use of recreational cannabis when they are two separate things. A referendum on legalising recreational cannabis will be held at the general election on Saturday, the 17th of October. For Checkpoint, Tracy Neal.